The Southern Poverty Law Center says more than 700 hate crimes have occurred since the election. Reported incidents of vandalism and intimidation in Indiana are reigniting the conversation about the state's lack of hate crimes legislation. WFIU's Barbara Brozier explains why the new push is unlikely to result in change.
The MTI School of Knowledge sits along the side of a busy road in Indianapolis. A crescent moon and star emerge from the school's roof, a symbol of the deep faith of the 250 Muslim students who learn here every day. For them, the building is more than a school. It's also a sanctuary. But spokesperson Henry Hain says the atmosphere here is different in the wake of the election.
It is alarming. We hear a lot of cases around the country where people are being attacked just because they happen to be Muslims.
Someone sent the school a threatening letter last month. It warned Muslims to leave the country and said President-elect Donald Trump will, quote, do to you Muslims what Hitler did to the Jews.
It was not directly to MTI. It was a letter that was mailed apparently from with the return address of West Lafayette, Indiana, but really from California that was sent out to different organizations throughout the country.
The school is taking the threat seriously and beefing up security. But Haynes says the incident illustrates a larger problem.
We do need laws to be passed to make sure that everybody's protected.
According to FBI data, hate crimes in Indiana jumped 34% from 2014 to 2015. But police departments aren't required to report those incidents to the federal government, and many in Indiana don't. Just since the election, a Bean Blossom church was vandalized with hate speech. So was a transgender woman's home in Lawrence County, in countless public spaces. While the incidents may fit the definition of hate crimes, they can't be prosecuted that way at the state level. Indiana is just one of five states that has no bias or hate crimes language on the books. Some lawmakers keep trying to change that, most recently during the 2016 legislative session. A proposed bill would have allowed a judge to increase the penalty for a crime if it was motivated by factors such as race, sexual orientation, gender identity, or religion. But it didn't even get a hearing in the House. Republican Representative Thomas Washburn says his committee ran out of time.
But I also was running into the problem of the difficulty of defining what protected classes should be if you ever went down that path.
Democratic State Senator Greg Taylor says he'll introduce a proposal during the upcoming legislative session that would create an automatic enhancement for hate crimes, making misdemeanors felonies and raising each felony one level. But Washburn says he doesn't think hate crimes legislation is necessary.
In Indiana, we don't view the crime from the perspective of why you did it. We assume that all crime is generated by some hate at some level.
A religious policy organization called the Indiana Family Institute also opposes hate crimes laws. President Kurt Smith says prosecution of crimes should be limited to the facts.
Try to get inside people's heads, divine their motives, figure out intent. That can be hard. And so I think on one level, people see this as, can we do more to protect the LGBT community? But it's actually, I believe, the beginning of a potential politicization of our judicial branch of government.
Opponents also argue hate crimes legislation provides special protections for certain groups, like the LGBTQ community, while leaving others out. But Indiana University law professor Janine Bell says that's not true.
It doesn't protect groups. So anyone with a race, anyone with a religion, anyone with sexual orientation, anyone with ethnicity. So in other words, everyone is protected by hate crime legislation, and crimes are punished against bias on the basis of those categories for all groups.
Bell says there are some cases that are difficult to prosecute when there are no hate crimes laws at the state level.
It is very hard to prosecute cross-burning as anything besides a misdemeanor, particularly if there is no damage. And often, in the case of cross-burnings, the only thing that's damaged is the burnt cross itself.
The Indianapolis City Council passed a resolution condemning hate speech earlier this year, although it didn't change any local laws. And change at the state level isn't likely with a Republican supermajority during a busy budget year. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.